Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin, and this is February day 16, which also happens to be the first day of the February half term, which I'm pretty sure used to be a week earlier in previous years. It very much looks like they've moved that back, just like the autumn half term. And yes, they probably think we didn't notice, but we do, because the young children get tired sooner. So anyway, we've had a very relaxing day at home today, which was nice. It was raining anyway. And guess what? We watched a film. Yes. See what I did there. Today, everything is about movies. So here we go. The way we watch films at home is, well, mostly off the hard drive recorder or DVD. So the kids have a lot of DVDs, more than Simon and I have. It's sort of half and half on the, we have two hard drive recorders, one from previous times, we haven't watched everything on there yet, and then the other one comes with our satellite dish, and it can record as well. And I tend to, if I've missed something in the cinema that I've wanted to see, then I tend to wait until it's on the television, and then I record it, and then we probably never watch it, because we don't usually take the time to watch films in the evenings. It's usually just an hour of a television show. And if it's not one on the BBC, it's even shorter, because you can fast forward through the adverts. So that's what we tend to do. So as I just said, don't tend to go out for adult movies. I don't really mind where I watch. Going to the cinema is a family thing. We usually go to see a kids' movie, and it tends to be either holidays or a Sunday afternoon, and it's a treat for the kids, really. And otherwise, we just watch at home on the sofa, and I quite like either. Movie ratings, there are quite a few in the UK, actually. There's U for suitable, then there's PG for parental guidance. I think that's when they've detected a mild threat or something, or some not strong language, but you know, sort of slightly unacceptable language, and you want to sit there with your children and explain. And then there's 12 or 12A. I'm not entirely sure whether that means you can get in with an adult or whether that's just a 12. And then there's 15, 18, and X-rated. I don't know what they call that one. You don't get that in normal cinemas. And if it's enforced, I don't know. I know some years back they did check if you were 18 for one of those films, but they didn't bother too much with a 12 or 15 if you looked old enough, especially if you came with an adult. And I've not tried. Maybe someone with older children knows more about this. I've obviously not tried to take my kids into a 12 or something. What do I like to watch? Pretty much anything, really. I like a good detective story. I like rom-com, comedy, action, martial arts, science fiction. I've probably forgotten something. Historical drama. The only thing I don't like is hostage drama, because I don't know, it makes me feel all claustrophobic. So I'm not keen on those. I like the ones with a twist. Yeah, and sort of foreign movies. If I have the time to sit down and watch something with subtitles, because they tend to be quite good and some really good stuff, then I will. What else? What have I seen most recently? On Valentine's Day we took the time to sit down and watch one of the movies that I recorded previously, which was called Bridesmaids, which was billed as a rom-com, but it was a lot more mature, though it did have some cringy moments. I'm not setting it here. I realised that it was an American film, but it had a lot of British actors in, the ones we all know and love, and it was very good. It had a lot of famous faces, but it was very good. It was a very mature take on the bridesmaid type rom-com. So, yeah, quite enjoyed that. Otherwise, it's been in a cinema. Big Hero 6, which is a cartoon thing, which I very much enjoyed, even though there was an alarm in the middle of the film and we all had to be evacuated. But apart from that, the film was great. And then Paddington, I've watched twice. I've not read the books, but I thought they did a fantastic job of the film. It was really enjoyable and something for all the family. It's really good. What else? A movie's being made from one of the books you've read. I'm not a great fan of that. I used to look really forward to, oh, I've read the book, now the film is out, I want to go and see it. But then apart from the main characters being different from what you imagined them, the movie's different. There's lots of stuff that they can't show because of time. Sometimes they alter the storyline quite a bit because it wouldn't work, or because they have to be more visual in the film. A lot of things don't make sense if you don't have the background information. So yeah, I'm not a great fan of that. Oh yes, the one time it worked was The Name of the Rose. I love the book. Books by Umberto Eco, an Italian, and the film stars Sean Connery, and you lose most of the historical detail in the film, but the film worked as a standalone film, which was great. So I can recommend that one. Can movies be educational? Yes, I wish they were a bit more educational, actually. If there weren't so many inaccuracies, especially with the historical ones, just because a happy ending is more commercially attractive, or certain other things get altered because it works better for the film, then it could be very educational. I see my kids watching films and they soak it all up. So if they watched something that was actually educational, then yeah, why not? So yeah, and I'm sure there are films out there that are made like that. Have I ever gone to the cinema in a different country? Well, yes, I've been in Germany. The cinemas are pretty much the same, and the whole cinema experience is the same. You know, you have all your concessions out there that you can get, and they're pretty much the same. What's on offer? The only thing that's very different is that everything is dubbed in Germany. If you're used to the English voice, then there'll be a German actor, and very often they'll choose someone who's actually got a voice that fits the actor much better. It's always been a bit of a joke when the famous Hollywood actors meet their German voice, who usually have a voice full of, if it's a sort of male action star, that'll be sort of some gravitas in the voice, and it might be quite feeble in English, in the original. I'm not naming any names, but that's something to get used to. And obviously the titles of the films can be very different, so it can be quite difficult sometimes to work out what the original is. Sometimes they leave the title as it is, but sometimes it's just completely different and you would never have guessed. Also, I find in the UK they do parent and baby showings of films. This might be a fairly recent thing, probably is sort of 10 o'clock in the morning, where the mum can go with, very, very small babies who wouldn't watch the film, and then you can watch kind of more adult films. I say adult films, I mean, 15, specifically 15 or whatever, or 18. I don't think they do that in Germany. And also the UK do showings of theatre and opera performances, which is really good. A friend of mine and I nearly went to see them, and then decided, we're close enough to London, why don't we just go to London and watch in the theatre and watch it live? But I think that's a really good thing. I don't think Germans do that either. That's all I can think of. So thank you very much for listening. I'm running out of time, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.